it was a really, really competitive game. You know, I think that's what I remember most about it. You know, came down to the wire, and I think that they did a better job at the end of the half and at the end of the game of you know, performing when crunch time was there. You know, we didn't do a great job of finishing when we had the ball. I think we had a first and 10 at the 50 and needed a field goal. So I'd like to say we were able to get a field goal 9 times out of 10 right there, and that was our one time. But that's something that we learned from, and we moved forward. And, you know, we're looking forward to another competitive game. It's definitely a loud place to play. You know, I think that, especially with the close game, everyone's amped up, and it makes it more fun. It's more difficult to communicate, has to be clear at the line of scrimmage, be loud, and communication up and down the line has to be great. But it's an element that it's fun to play in, and hopefully we can overcome that loudness and use our communication well. Yeah, I think it's fun. You know, I have a lot of respect for Luck and the things he does. He's a great quarterback, and, you know, watched him at Stanford and watched him last year, and he did a great job in our game last year. So it's really fun to be able to compete with him. Maybe not directly, we're not on the field at the same time, but fun to compete with him.
Does it bother you that you guys are always going to be compared in the same class, not just you and Luck, but the whole class, Arjun Three and Andrew Wilson? Does that, what do you feel in terms of
Wilson? I know where you're going there. No, it doesn't bother me. You know, it's kind of fun, you know, just to be able to go out and compete. You know, we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to go out and win, and that's what it comes down to. And, you know, I'm looking forward for all of us to increase our play this year, to be better, and, you know, compete when we get a chance to play against each other.
Ryan, one more quarterback question. For the next 4 weeks, you guys have a good lineup of quarterbacks. It's a quarterback's league. How important is it for you to outperform those guys, not personally, but to give your team a chance to win?
It's important for me to play well. You know, I don't look at it as a quarterback battle between quarterbacks in any game. But I have to play well. You know, the offense revolves around the quarterback, you know. Obviously, running game plays a big part. You know, everyone plays a big part. But if your quarterback's not throwing the ball well, you're not going to be able to win. So, you know, I don't directly compare myself to other quarterbacks, but, you know, it's important for me to play well.
Ryan, you've spoken to Mike Wallace much this week after he was a little bit upset after the game. Have you spoken to him much?
Yeah, you know, Mike was obviously in a tough spot at the end of that game, but, you know, everything's 100% normal in the locker room. He's great. Practicing hard every day, joking around. He's the same old self. So we're looking forward to getting him back on the field this week.
You need to try to look for him a little more this week?
You know, I'm going to play the quarterback position the way, you know, the coaches install the plays. I'm going to go through the reads just like they install it. We're going to try to give him the ball when he's in the play, but we're not going to force him the ball.
Without revealing state secrets, do receivers tell you in the huddle, hey, I'm open, I can beat this guy? Do they lobby while they're in the huddle?
You should know, receivers are always open. and I've been there before, too. But, no, these guys do a good job of being realistic on the sidelines, you know, telling me exactly how the defense is playing them, what routes they like, what they think is there, and that's a big key. You know, if a guy's just coming back saying, I'm open on every play, it's tough to sift through that and find out what's really good and we can, you know, implement during the game. So when guys are truthful, it really helps, and I think they've done a good job so far.
Are you the only voice in the huddle? Anybody else talking?
No. The linemen will talk to each other sometime, but, you know, if we have everyone in there and something's going on, I definitely, you know, quieten everyone down and be the voice of the huddle.
Ryan, you and Brandon seemed to connect pretty well last week. How quickly has that kind of chemistry developed? Is it through the preseason, or is it a couple of more?
I think we've connected well, you know, since he got in. He's done a great job of working the middle of the field for us. And, you know, obviously the more time we spend together, the more we get to know each other. So it's definitely grown, you know, throughout the preseason and camp. And I'm excited about where it's at right now. He does a great job, like I said, working the middle of the field, and he's a real weapon for us.
Ryan, the offensive start is slow, pretty much dating back to the preseason. How important is it to change that this week, especially considering the quarterback you're playing against in the offense?
Well, it's important to come out and get started on a good note. You know, if you're able to move the ball and get points on the board on your first drive, it kind of sets the tone for the day. And that's something that we constantly talk about, something we want to do. The defense, if they go out on the field first, we want them to get a three and out, a quick stop. And the offense, once you get the ball, go down and put points on the board.
Ryan, what's it like for you when you're in a game where the running game is not clicking and you're throwing more and more as the game goes on? What's that like for you? Are you feeling more and more pressure to perform well, knowing that the running game isn't doing the kind of yards that you like?
No more pressure. You know, I'm excited to hear the pass plays come in. You know, I feel like, you know, if you get in a tough situation in a game, you're not able to run the ball, you got to be able to move the ball somehow. So, you know, I'm excited when I hear the pass plays come in, and you just got to make them count.
Did you like that drive when it was almost all that 85-yard drive and it was almost all passing?
Well, of course. You know, I'm a quarterback. What do you expect? You know, I think the run game is a big part of our offense, and it's something that we'll lean on throughout the whole year. But, you know, you're going to come into games where running the ball is tough, and you're going to have to be able to throw it. You're going to come into games where throwing the ball is going to be tough, and you're going to have to lean on the running game predominantly. So every game is different, and you just kind of have to feel it out early in the game and go from there.
There was an incident where you kicked Rashard Matthews off the field, used some colorful language to get him off. Do you think you would have done that last year?
Probably. You know, it's a critical situation. It's a tough point in the game. You know, I figure what yard line we're on, but if we get a 15-yard penalty right there, it's a long field goal. And if we kick that field goal right there, we put it at 13 points, two touchdown game. So, you know, we really didn't need a dumb penalty right there, and I just tried to get him off the field the best way I could.
Did you restrain Richie at one point? Also, I thought he was drawing with Phil Taylor, 98, and you kind of pulled him back.
Yeah, he got into it a little bit, but you know, that's my job on the field is to keep my guys focused on what we're trying to do, which is go down and score. You know, obviously, football is an intense game. There's a lot of emotion. You know, guys are going to get into it here and there. But when it's sidetracking us from what we're trying to do, we just got to focus in, lock in, and get ready for the next play.